You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back and you keep listening, thanks for coming. Thanks for all your support. You know how eternally grateful I am for each and every download, each and every comment, just all of your support. You guys make this just flow so easily, and you just allow me to do what I fucking love to do. And just, like, I just fucking love you guys. Like, thank you so much. And I have some really exciting news that I want to share with you. I have partnered up with GetVocal.com, which is essentially an interactive podcasting platform. So it's basically the virtual equivalent to a live show, and I will be a featured creator on their Soul Sunday lineup. I am so fucking excited about it. I am just so thrilled to be a part of this. I cannot wait to get to be able to interact with you guys, like see you guys. It's basically kind of just, I mean, I already took a look and like got like a virtual tour, so to speak. And it's essentially kind of like a Zoom conference call where I can ask, you know, answer your questions, we can talk, we can connect. And I'm so excited because after a year and a half of doing this, I feel like I've only been able to connect with a handful of you. So this is going to give all of us the opportunity to like virtually connect with one another. And I'm so excited about it. I'm still not quite sure. Okay. I'm still deciding on what time frame I want because, you know, it's kind of an open lineup, and I get to choose what time frame I want. I'm still deciding on it because I know that my listeners are most likely moms that need to do the whole fucking dinner thing and put the kids to bed. So I'm thinking more of along the lines of perhaps 7 p.m. It's going to be about a 45-minute to an hour live show again, and it's going to be recorded. So if you can't miss the live show, no problem. All of this information I will put in the show notes for you guys, obviously, as well as blast you guys on my email list, all the information so you guys can come and hang out with me. Come on, come hang out with me. Like, seriously, I'm going to get showered for you guys. I'm going to put makeup on. Like, let's have a fun, interactive time together. I cannot wait to virtually see you guys and connect with you guys. And if you don't want to be on Zoom or, you know, on camera, that's fine. You can totally opt out, but it is such an exciting new experience and I'm so excited for it. So be on the lookout if you are on my email list for more information on that. So that's the big news. Also, just so you guys know, okay. Oh, and this is going to start July 5th. So this coming Sunday. So be sure to be on the lookout. I'm going to blast my whole email list. So if you're on that, you're going to get all that information. I'm so excited for it. I cannot wait to meet you guys virtually. I'm so excited. So excited. So bring your answer, or not your answers, but your questions and everything, because I really want to meet you guys. I really want to, you know, see who is listening to my ass talk every single week. And, you know, I would love to see if there's any topics that you want me to cover, or if there's anybody that you would love for me to bring on the show. Like, I'm so excited to see you and connect with you guys. You have no idea. So let's just say also, okay, so that's happening July 5th. Again, get on my email list so you will stay on track with that. You'll get all that information. So head on over to ericarusso.co and sign up. And you're also going to get my 15 favorite tools or exercises that are going to allow you to really strengthen and connect to your intuition as well. So just head on over to my website and grab that for yourself as well. So let's talk about the Healer's Bundle that is on sale until tomorrow. Okay, so this bundle is basically a little starter package from a healer's bundle. And I really went back and forth about why, what I'm about to share with you guys. But you know what? I'm doing this because I love doing it. And I love doing this because I know that I can help people with this content and all of this. So let me just say this, and I'm only going to say this once. So essentially, this healer's bundle is going to be a massive package. It's going to have at least 20 trainings in it. And every time I offer it, okay, at a lower rate, I'm going to add more content. The next time I'm going to be offering this particular bundle to the audience is probably not going to be until spring of 2021. And when I offer it again, the price is going to be substantially higher because there's going to be more content in it, okay? This is basically a starter round, and I'm offering it until tomorrow at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time for $22. Right now, there are 7 trainings in it, okay? You're going to learn 3 different ways that you can clear and balance your chakras. You are going to learn how to call upon Archangel Raphael for healing. I'm going to be giving you a healing with light technique that is so powerful and I use quite a bit, and just so much other stuff for $22. Okay, so that's 7 trainings for 20. I didn't really do the math, but you know, let's just say that's an exceptional deal. So that's that. The next time I offer this, there's going to be 20 trainings in it. You have lifetime access to this product, whether I add stuff or whatever the case may be. So the next time I offer it, it's going to be 20 trainings, and you're going to get access to all of these trainings because that's just what I do. Like, I want to provide you guys as much value and content as possible to help you on your journey. Like, that's what I'm here for. And you have only invested $22 into this, if you pick up what I'm putting down. So you're getting 20 trainings for $1.10 a training. If you pick it up now, if you pick it up at this price right now, because I can guarantee you this bundle will never be $22 again. So if this is something that you're really interested in, this is a fucking steal. Go ahead, go to my Instagram. Make sure you're following me on Instagram because that's where I like to hang out. And that and TikTok. Go to the link in my bio, grab the bundle for $22. And again, by the time, by probably May, I'm feeling like maybe April, I will relaunch this product. You're going to be getting 13 more trainings for free. So just saying, guys, just saying. I know like there's probably business coaches being like, what the hell is she doing right now? Why is she telling this stuff? Because, and it's like, honestly, guys, I don't care. I'm doing this because I love doing this. I love helping people. I love teaching you guys these tools, these exercises that have helped me, that have helped my students and coaches. Like, that's what I'm here for. Okay. So just, yeah, for all the business coaches that are like, she is crazy. I know I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy, but it's not about the money for me. It's about helping people. So go ahead and grab that if you're interested. And yeah, so that's, you're welcome. So anyway, in this episode, again, you guys know that I'm like digging into the archives because like, Jesus Christ, I have a lot of episodes out there and some of them are really great episodes. So I went back into the archives and I found an episode where I talked with Lauren Nicole. Now she is a yoga instructor. She's a coach. She's a sweetheart. And I brought this episode back because we had a nice conversation and she shared a really great tool that I still have in my toolbox, believe it or not. So be sure to listen to it. She's great. I will have her information in the show notes for you. So be sure and follow her on her social media platform. And that's it. Enjoy again, like enjoy everything. Oh, I'm so excited to be connecting with you guys. You have no idea. So again, look out for my email. There's going to be more information on that coming up. Can't wait to virtually connect with you guys. Grab that healer's bundle for $22 and enjoy the show. I love you guys.
Lauren, thank you so much for being on the show today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I am a life coach and Reiki practitioner, and I'm also a yoga teacher. And I help women who are overwhelmed. They're often entrepreneurs and businesswomen who are also mothers, and they feel like they are not doing enough. They are stuck in that go, go, go mentality. And together we work to remove energetic blockages that might be holding them back and making them feel that way. And we work together to return to that state of ease and calm and flow, so that women can show up as the best version of themselves in both their personal life as well as their business life. And my background, before I really started doing this, I was in marketing for 15 years. I'm also a military wife. My husband is in the Navy, and I have two kids of my own. And I started on this self-care journey when we found out that, most recently found out that my husband was going to have to deploy. And I knew that I really had to take care of myself so that I could show up for my kids the way that they needed me. And that's when I started yoga teacher training, and that led to becoming a Reiki practitioner. And then I kind of married it all together because I felt people really needed that extra support instead of just one yoga class or one Reiki session. I created a program so that I could really have that ongoing support for my clients.
Wow. Yeah, it's definitely the whole self-care thing. I have realized it's not one yoga class. It's not going to, a massage. It's not going to get your nails done. It is a lifestyle. That's the only way it's going to benefit you is if you incorporate. I'm not saying go get a massage every week. I'm saying like you have to incorporate things that are good for your soul and good for your self-care. And you really did that in such a great way because yoga is such a great tool for this. It really is. It helps with any of those energetic blockages that we have and Reiki too. I'm also a Reiki master, so I know the benefits of Reiki. So it's really what exactly is this program and like what are the things that you incorporate into it?
So I have an 8-week program that is completely one-on-one, and I tailor it to the client's specific needs. So everybody's different, everybody's working on something specific to them. So it looks different for everybody. Sometimes, it could be a Reiki session. Sometimes it could be a yoga nidra meditation. So I also do tapping. So I have a bunch of different modalities, healing modalities that I use to help people really get back to their true self, to come home to themselves. That's what I like to say, because all the answers are within. We have all the answers, but sometimes we need a little guidance and help to get there and to access those answers. So yeah, it's a virtual program. It's meeting online once a week for about an hour and 15 minutes, and really focusing on your specific goals and how you want to feel and what you want to be doing. So
Yes, I really like how you personalize that because that's so true that everybody's needs and everybody, something that will work for somebody might not work for something else. And for you to like personalize that and take that sort of time and effort, that really, that shows a lot, and nobody can see this, but I do see a beautiful collection of crystals in your background as well as essential oils. So you know what's going on. What are things that, when someone comes to you and they're overworked, like we all are, and stressed out, what are some things that you first, what are some tools that you give them, that they can do by themselves?
Absolutely. Because that's when it's most important, right?
Right.
because it's easy to get into that relaxed state when you are going to a yoga class or you're going to get a massage or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But it's important that when you're starting to feel those symptoms of that overwhelm, that anxiety starting to creep up, to have those tools. So I use a variety of different things, and that's why I like to teach different modalities, because like you just said, different people resonate with different things. So just last week I was working with someone and they had never tried tapping before, and they were a little, you know, skeptical about it. Mm-hmm. And afterwards they said to me, wow, I'm surprised at how different I feel from when I first, you know, before we started doing this till now. And so tapping is something that people may want to incorporate into their everyday life. Breathing exercises. As a yoga teacher, breathing is so important. And when you're stressed out or overwhelmed, you're often in that state of having shallow breath. So being cognizant of that, and different breathing exercises. One of my favorites is the Ferris wheel breath. So if you envision the breath starting at the base of the spine and then going up your spine and then stopping for a moment when you reach the crown of your head and then exhaling. And when you're exhaling, you're envisioning that breath coming down the front of your body and continually doing that, like breathing in that circle. And that's one of my favorites. And another one, square breathing. If you think of a square in your mind's eye and you're breathing for a count of four as you draw that line up, and then you hold your breath for a count of four as you draw the line across, and then you exhale for that count of four going down the side of the box, and then you hold your breath for four. And so that's that really is a disruptive breath. And so, because people don't particularly enjoy, I know I'm the same way, holding your breath after you've exhaled, it's not natural. Right. So doing that really helps you focus and focus on your breathing and bring you back to the present moment. And then simple exercises too, like, you know, if you're feeling the anxiety come on and your thoughts are starting to really swirl, you can focus on the things that you can see, the things that you can feel, the things that you can taste even. I like to keep mints in my pocketbook. You know, if you know, I start to feel overwhelmed, it's like, okay, you can focus on your sensations. And again, that really helps to bring you back home.
I love that Ferris wheel thing.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And that's really good at night too, if you have any problems, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, and then, you know, if you have that bad habit of leaning over and grabbing your phone and start to scroll, like, instead of doing that, just like laying there in your bed and envisioning that breath moving up and pouring over, moving up and pouring over. And it really helps me. And I know it's helped some of my clients. So I hope that's useful.
So definitely. So it's basically envisioning a Ferris wheel at the bottom of your spine where your root chakra is, letting it go all the way up your back to the top of your head, and then you hold it there.
You hold it just for a moment, and then you open your mouth and you just let that breath
and allow it to like follow down back to the root. Wow, that's a really, really great tip. I really like that tip. And the square tip too. And you said do that with the count of four for each side. I know about the count of four with breathing. I've done like the 1, 2, 3, 4, hold it for 4 seconds and then release for 4 seconds. And that seems to really help me.
I feel like are easy to remember too, because it's like circles and squares.
Yeah. That's a really, really good tip to have. And like you said, just being, you know, some of the tips, just kind of seeing the world around you when you're feeling flustered and when you're feeling that anxious energy coming in, like that's something that I do is, you know, I'll just kind of ground myself and I try to go with my 5 senses. So what I do is, you know, I say, okay, I need to see something. I need to, something that I feel right now, something that I hear, something that I taste, and just kind of in that room, finding those things to incorporate my 5 senses really helps the stop the flow of energy to the anxious.
Exactly.
That's a really good tip too. Hold on. Let me just, so what are three things that you do on a semi-constant basis? And like what I like to say with semi-constant is something that's within your week. You know what I mean? Something that you put in your week that allows you to sell, to take care of yourself or show yourself the love that you deserve.
Yes. So self-care is very important to me because when I am not doing these things, I find myself, number one, feeling more anxious and overwhelmed, and nobody obviously likes to feel that way. And I also, when I'm not taking care of myself, I notice that I start snapping at my kids, and yes, that's not cool. I don't want to be that mom. So the things that I do pretty much on a daily basis is I will meditate for a minimum of 10 minutes. I practice yoga. I teach yoga. I try to practice yoga myself 3 to 4 times a week. And then journaling is a really big thing for me too. And I often will just journal, even if it's just a few lines. Oftentimes it's a lot more than a few lines because once I get going, the thoughts just keep coming, you know, but right. I'll typically do that after I meditate. Mm-hmm. And it's really cathartic, and it's cleansing, and it helps me focus and come back to me and remember what is truly important.
Right. I do journal too. And I just want to like talk about it because I feel like when I first heard of journaling, you know, you get like you feel diary, you know what I mean? Like the Dear Diary where you spill your heart out and your heartaches and you know, everything about your day. And that's not what journaling is. Mm-hmm. Journaling is just, for me, it's just kind of all these intuitive thoughts that you get throughout your day, or, you know, I get a lot during meditation, just like you, putting it down so you can remember it and you can, you know, let it marinate. It's not what you think it is where you're telling your whole life story. It's just, you know, a thought might come into your mind that day that might be of use in your future. You know, it's not, you know, 3 to 4 pages. Like you said, it's just sometimes a couple of paragraphs. Sometimes it's just a couple of sentences. But I do feel like it's a super tool to have, especially on your self-care journey, because, you know, there might be things that come up that will give you insight on your future and things to heal. You know, because healing's a big thing with self-care and self-love too, because you can't love yourself if you don't heal yourself. Yes. You know, we all have stuff that we need to heal. So I'm being drawn to one of your crystals, actually.
Ooh, which one?
The big one.
This one.
Yes.
The which pyrite. One is that? That's pyrite.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And the funny thing is, okay, this is perfect because I actually do a crystal of the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you have the, I actually have my crystal Bible with me right now because I feel like we need to talk about the pyrite.
Okay. I know that pyrite is related to the solar plexus.
Yes.
And
we're both looking in our crystal,
yes, our crystal books.
It's not even coming up in mine. Pyrite. That is so weird. It's not even in mine.
Let me see.
I know that pyrite is I think it's a protective stone from what I remember.
Yes. And it says on here, gemologists love this. I say this crystal is real. Use this for all alchemical endeavors. What you imagine can come to fruition.
Okay. So yes. What exactly, because nobody can see, obviously, because we're on a podcast, but I am seeing a beautiful assortment of crystals in her background. So are these things that you meditate with or you just hold with?
Yes, I meditate with them. I also use them during my Reiki sessions.
Okay.
I've actually, so pyrite is one that I do use on the solar plexus, as it, you know, has to do with your feelings about yourself. Okay. And in one particular session, I remember placing this on this woman's solar plexus, and I was at her feet, and I was looking at the stone, and then all of a sudden, I know this can sound a little crazy, you know, but it was like energy was moving out of the stone.
Wow.
And in my other, crystal book, which I don't have, oh wait, is this down here? I think, no, this isn't it. It talked about how energy can come out of it like a volcano. And I was like, that is what I saw. It really helps, you know, because all of these crystals help to move energy. Right. And so they're powerful and I love them. And I always, you know, charge them in the full moonlight. And
yeah, I try to do that with the moonlight, but sometimes it's just, I have so many crystals that it's such a chore. I just started using binarial beads
okay.
to clear them. And that seems to really help, where I'll just, you know, I have a big glass bowl of all my crystals where I'll just put them right next to the speaker and I'll put on my binarial beads.
Cool.
And that really helps too. But yeah, no, it really does. So are you, as far the Reiki, do you do Reiki to yourself as well?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really, it's hard because you forget to do it to yourself. That's definitely like when I talk to other Reiki practitioners that, you know, you almost forget. You forget to, you know, give Reiki to yourself, but that's something that was actually one of my New Year's resolutions, was to just, you know, while you're watching your television show at night, just to kind of start touching.
Yeah.
But
yeah. It's important. That's something I typically will do at the end of the day when I'm laying in bed, like getting ready to go to sleep, and, you know, thinking of positive things, positive affirmations. And then I'll also do a little bit of Reiki before I go to sleep.
Right. So, because I know I also have a sister-in-law that, you know, is when her husband is, he's in the Air Force and he goes for, you know, a year at a clip.
Yeah.
Do you just keep continually doing this stuff just to keep you, balanced while he is deported?
Yeah. So I first started practicing yoga 15 years ago when he went on his first deployment after we first got married. And it became a trend that I would find myself in a yoga studio when things were difficult in life.
Right.
It's like an on and off thing. I would go to yoga, you know, I would stop for a little while, do something else, and I would always find my way back. And then I had stopped for a while. And then when we got the news of this deployment, which was a surprise because he's in the reserves and I wasn't neither of us were expecting it. And that literally the next day I was like, I need to go to yoga.
Right.
And when I was in the yoga studio, I saw a flyer about teacher training. And I have thought on and off over the years, because whenever I'm practicing, I love it. And, and when I saw that poster, it was like, I'm doing this. Like, I need to do this. Something higher than me called me to that class that day and made me feel so compelled to do that. I truly believe that. And so I signed up, even though logically this was going to be difficult, right? Like, my husband was going to be gone. The classes were on the weekends, which meant I would need to find somebody to take care of my kids. We live far from our families, you know, so it was going to be a process of me figuring it out, but I didn't care. Like, I was committed. I'm doing this. I'll figure out a way to do it. I need to do this. And it was the best decision I could have made, because it led me to meeting other people that are into the same things that I'm into. And I had, at that point, I did have my Reiki 1 certification.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met another yoga teacher who was also into sound healing. And I went to my first sound bath, and that was an out of body experience.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes, I love it. So then I also have a Crystal Alchemy singing bowl, which I use during my yoga class, and it's mixed with kyanite, and kyanite is a crystal that's associated with all of the chakras, so it really helps to move energy and get energy flowing. And so I'll not only use during Reiki sessions, but in my yoga classes or when I'm, you know, leading a meditation. And you know, it's just all these things, energy just started coming together at once, and it's brought me to where I am today. So I, at the time, I don't think I ever would have been grateful for the deployment. But now that it's, because he was gone for 13 months, it was a long time. And he, we're still not fully back together. He had to have surgery on his knee, and he can only, he's back in the States, but not home because he has to have medical stuff done. But we get to see each other on the weekends right now. And so it's been a very long process, but I can honestly say I'm grateful for it, and it's helped me grow, and it's helping me, it's allowed me to help other people. So it's truly been a blessing.
That's just, that's so nice to hear, because I commend you guys for being, you know, for doing what you do, because I see how hard it is. You know, my husband is not in the armed forces, but he does work a lot, and I can't even imagine, you know, just not even him coming home. So you guys just have such an immense amount of strength, and I really do commend any armed force wife with children, because it's tough. And for you to find these healthy ways to balance that energy within your life and to help you grow as a person, that's really inspiring, because I know a lot of, it's so easy to get caught up in all the negative and, you know, everything that's going on in your outside world and kind of dragging all that, where you just kind of already knew to just go to yoga, just go to yoga. So that's really just such a gift, because you know what you need to do just to stay grounded and stay good for your children and stay good for yourself. So I really do commend you. And it really is, isn't it, like a portal? Like I want to, like I always say, like something drags you into this, and then it's like a waterfall effect where it all just comes.
It's like one thing after the other. I mean, I joined the yoga studio, then I went to that sound bath, and I met my friend Jen, and then, you know, I got into the sound healing, and then I got the Reiki 2 certification, then I started the coaching. And so it really has been a waterfall effect, and it's been a great fun journey, and it's totally where my passion lies, and it's amazing. It's amazing to really feel aligned with the work that you're doing.
Yeah, no, it definitely, it's, there's something about healing work. That's what I realized. It's when you're doing healing work and when you're helping others, that is the most gratifying experience for me anyway. You know, whether it's, you know, doing Reiki or giving them a reading or something like that, it really is, it really makes me feel good about what I'm doing and my path.
Yeah. I mean, when I work with different people, like even last week I had a client, and you know, as soon as we got on the Zoom call, I could see that she was just depleted. Her energy was low and she had a rough day. I could see it without even, you know, I could feel it without even saying anything.
Right.
And we did a yoga nidra session. And when she opened her eyes, there was a lightness about her. Okay. And I asked her how she felt. And that's what she's like, I feel lighter. And I said, you look lighter. You know, it's just that all of a sudden something got pulled off your shoulders kind of thing.
Right.
And to be able to share that and help people feel better, truly, it truly is. And to teach people that you have the ability to do that yourself.
Right.
You know, you need to learn how to do it, but you have the ability within you. If you're all stressed out and feel that anxiety and feel everything weighing on you in one moment, if you take the time to close your eyes, get grounded, get centered, and just breathe. Just breathe, focusing on your breath, letting those thoughts, you know, float away, because that's something that people are always saying to me. Well, I can't meditate. I cannot meditate. I can't let go of the thoughts. The thoughts are always there. And I said, you don't have to let go, you know, you don't have to not think. You don't have to turn your brain off. The thoughts are going to come that, you know, eventually maybe you can get to a point where your mind is truly blank, but especially in the beginning, you know, that's not a expectation that you should have to be able to have no thoughts. Like that's not reality. So let the thoughts come. It's okay. Acknowledge them. And then just come back to the breath and the sensations of the breath. Notice how your chest is rising as you inhale. Notice how your belly is filling up with the air. Notice how your nostrils feel as the breath goes in, or how the breath feels warm as you exhale, you know, noticing those details and bringing your attention to that so that your focus is on that as opposed to the to-do list of a million things you have to do. Right. Even if it's only for 10 minutes, you know, it will change how you feel. It will change how you feel.
Oh gosh, without a doubt. I always say, because that's the first thing that everybody says to me is, I can't stop my thoughts. Well, congratulations, because nobody can.
Right.
Nobody can stop their thoughts. And it's meditation practice, not meditation perfect.
Right.
Don't go into a meditation thinking that you have to stop your thoughts. Go into it thinking, okay, I'm just going to observe my thoughts.
Right.
And it makes the practice much more positive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And you have, I love that Ferris wheel tip. That was
so good. I'm so glad.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And thanks for coming on.
Yes. I appreciate it. And like, if anybody's interested in following me on social media, my Instagram is at Lauren Nicole, and it's only one N and a zero for the L. And then on Facebook, I'm just L Fonviel, Fonviell.
Great. So I'll put those in the show notes as well. So
okay, great.
Thanks again, Lauren. Thank you so much for coming on, and we will talk soon.
Thank you.